This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu, listening to Open for Business. Inside Food Tech, also known as Intai Food Tech Sendirian Berhad, IF, is a food tech venture headquartered in KL. Inside Food Tech was formed by a group of experts from several industries such as F&B, technology, hospitality, financial and banking, logistics and marketing and creative arts. How interesting. I'm here with Chairman Vincent Koh, who I last spoke to when he was heading Vimo. So I have, you know, spoken to you in so many forms and varieties over the years, Vincent. How have you been?
I have been good. Thank you for having me again. It's always a pleasure to speak to you.
So before we inside Food Tech, let me ask you, what happened with Vimo?
So Vimo has evolved into Ecosys. And what we did last year was, as we grew Vimo's business from just F&B into retail and also fintech, then we morphed into a group called Ecosys.
And we
did a fundraise for that last year.
Right. So is your attention there, or is that sort of pretty much runs on its own now?
That pretty much runs on its own now. The executive team is in place. So that's why I've taken up chairmanship of Inside Food.
Right.
Instead.
Okay. So tell me what led to the birth of Inside Food Tech.
Well, Inside Food would have emerged out of the MCO. I think the ideas that... the challenges that we encountered during the MCO, the pandemic, led us to think about how we should grow our business. And if we face these challenges, then we thought that similarly, other F&B entrepreneurs would also face the same challenges. So how do we build a platform, a system to allow them to succeed?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's how Inside Food came about.
Okay, so what were the challenges during the pandemic? In a nutshell?
Well, I think in a nutshell, it's how do you survive? How do you get through that period, right? Cash flow is tight. Your sales are down. Delivery fees are astronomical in relation to the amount of monies that you're earning, right? So we were looking at ways to address that ourselves. One of the things that we did was that we were fortunate that we had an existing brand that already had dine-in presence.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of presence, that kind of physical presence, lends itself quite well to a virtual environment, right? Because your fans are already familiar with your name, right?
Mm.
That helps build up your business. However, if you're just starting out in the midst of that, trying to gain a foothold, it's difficult. Yeah. And we saw that along the way, where if you were just starting out of your brand new establishment, just maybe having started a few months before the pandemic, it would have been extremely difficult.
Right. Okay. Now, I was reading on LinkedIn that you create and supercharge QSF, quick-serving food brands, growth in a sustainable manner by leveraging on a plug-in and scale model, as well as mergers and acquisitions, right? M&A. So let's unpack that. First of all, how is this sustainable?
Well, let's just refer to back what I just said earlier in terms of how brands actually help you grow. Right. So if you've got an existing brand that already has some traction with fans, right, when you take that and plug it into another establishment, the chances of it succeeding is far higher. Right. So it's like rather than beginning at ground zero, maybe you're beginning at step three or step four already. Right. Mm-hmm. So that gives you an additional foothold and additional leg up on surviving the challenges ahead. So that was our thesis, right? That was our rationale and bringing together brands, right? So we had Union as a brand, our own brand. We've started Hope Coffee, which is going to be a new brand for coffee at a different price segmentation from Union. We've got Addicted. We've got Leclerc, which is our bakery. We have Good Butch, which is kombucha. And Lada Merah, which is our Malaysian cuisine brand, right? We've also then acquired the global licensing rights for Wonder Mama and Hailey as well, right? So with that, with these eight brands, we know that we can plug in into any food court or any F&B entrepreneur's establishment and give them options to grow their business. So let's say, for example, if I have a good nasi lemak, but I don't have a coffee, right? Or a sandwich, you can just take out one of our brands, either Hope or Union, and plug it into your establishment. And that's what's been happening. We've done that with a cloud kitchen, my virtual food hall, which has 5 locations, and they're taking Union coffee from us.
Right. Okay. So in terms of delivery, do you work with the usual players?
Yes, we do. However, what we've done also is through the last 2 years, we've actually been building up our own care line to communicate with our own customers as well. And that's what allows us to understand and build up a database of where our customers are, who they are, how much they spend, and where are they ordering from. And one of the interesting insights was that some of them actually sometimes pay more for delivery than the item itself.
Okay, then people are willing to do that.
And people are willing to do that, yes. In fact, it's actually helped us identify locations to open as well.
Okay. Now, so in this case, I was going to ask, how have M&As helped, right? Can you share an example? Is this the Wonder Mama and Haley example?
Yep. So that's the first of the examples, right? We're looking to do more. So with Haley and Wonder Mama, what we've done is we've taken the global licensing rights. We bought the global licensing rights from them. Mm-hmm. And we're going to help them expand that brand beyond Malaysia. So we've just done that recently. About a month ago, we signed an agreement with an Indian company, an Indian food court.
Ooh, I want to talk about that a little later. So that's the and so in terms of your these brands that you mentioned, they're still largely in Malaysia.
In Malaysia currently,
right?
The Indian venture would be our first foray out of the country. Right.
Okay. Now, it's also said that your mission is to offer comfort food to everyone and open up new opportunities for F&B creators. Now, are you moving forward looking at plant-based restaurants? Because that seems to be on the uptrend.
Well, I think we will always look at any opportunity that arises. Mm-hmm. So plant-based is one of the areas. So that would be definitely something that we will look at.
Mm. Okay, I'm very interested to know, like, you know, just some interesting insights. You've got this 8 brands at the moment. Yep. What are some consumer behavior? How are people in Subang behaving compared to the people in Bandar Utama? And there's some interesting insights that you've seen.
Okay, so one of the things that has fascinated us was a series of our customers from Shah Alam, Setia Alam, to be specific, right? Their spending power surprised us. So whereas Subang Jaya, PJ, KL, Bangsa, you would expect that kind of spend. Setia Alam was a total surprise to us, right? And what it did, how it led us to opening an outlet there was actually through our delivery data. Right? So when our delivery data showed that there was a growing number of users who were willing to pay 20 to 30 ringgit on delivery, it allowed us to say, hey, maybe this makes sense for us.
Right. How about people in Klang? They're not spending, right?
I think, we opened up a new outlet in Setia Alam, in between MCO2 and MCO3, right? And that outlet surprised us totally with people coming from Klang, from the Meru side, from Setia Alam itself. It was a very pleasant surprise, to say the least.
Okay. So, you know, as of Q1 2022, Insight Food Tech operates in 20 locations with 8 brands under its, you know, what you call your QSF, right? Your quick serving food, right? How do you know, and of course, some brands you've started, some brands through M&As and all that, right? How do you decide what will work and what won't work? Are you just looking purely at revenues from these brands?
A few things, right? So 6 of the brands, 5 of our brands are owned. One started through a collaboration, which was a kombucha brand, Good Butch, right? And it started selling quite well in our outlets, right? So it was then a natural acquisition. Whereas with Wonder Mama and Haley, they are very well-established names throughout. They have even been established way before Union, right? And it's a brand that we are familiar with. And it's already has... It already has good cachet, right, with consumers. With that, we thought that is actually a very exportable brand. And we took that in mind to look at the expansion beyond Malaysia, actually. Because I think Wonder Mama, with its fusion Malaysian-Western menu, would be very appealing.
Okay. We'll talk about your growth plans and, of course, that story in India right after this. I'm here with Vincent Kok from Insight Food Tech. Stay tuned to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Be free, Malaysia. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. I'm here with Vincent Kok, who is the chairman of Insight Food Tech. You know, we've been talking for years on enterprise, first with BMO, and I think I think before Vimo, we were talking about something else. I can't remember. But now this is, you know, of course, you're in the food space. I want to talk a little bit about your tie-up in India. That's very exciting. What happened there?
Well, what happened was that a friend connected us with a Village Food Court, which is a large-scale food court operator in premium outlets and luxury shopping malls in India. I think they have 23 or 25 locations now spread out throughout India. And when the opportunity came and they were looking for brands to bring in, especially a coffee brand to bring into India, we felt that it was an opportune moment for us. And when they saw that we had more than just a coffee brand, they had seven other different brands as well. They jumped on the idea and said, hey, we really need to work together. And that's how that tie up happened.
Okay. What other markets are we looking at? The markets, you know, like we can now travel already. what other areas are you looking at?
Well, we're looking throughout Southeast Asia. So another Southeast Asian destination should be
Indonesia.
Should be next place, right? I won't say which country yet.
Okay. It could be down south or it could be across the border, right?
Across the border,
okay.
Right?
Okay. Why are you so hesitant to tell us where?
Well, for one, I'm of the belief that until it happens, it's not out.
Okay. And are we looking at this year though?
Okay. You are looking at this year, right? Yeah.
Right.
We're looking at this year.
Okay. Now, also on LinkedIn, you are on track to own the QSF brand portfolio with 10 plus brands and 50 plus outlets, right?
50 plus locations. So in some cases, yeah, some of this outlets, right? So I would differentiate between outlets and locations because outlets would be the ones operated by us. Locations are those that are with partners.
Okay. So this is the plan for this year?
This year, correct.
Okay. So that means there are two more new brands coming up.
There are two more new brands coming up. We're talking to them at the moment. So I think we should have another brand coming up in the next 1 to 2 months.
Okay, so still also not telling me what it is.
Not yet. But okay, I'll text you.
Okay, can you tell me like what kind of, I guess, food, you know, what sort of happening in Malaysia that people are interested in? Is it something new? Is it something, what are we looking at when you talk about quick serving foods?
Well, quick serving food would be your regulars like your chicken chop, your nasi lemak, I mentioned chicken chop because the friends who know me know that I can eat chicken chop every day. right, so that will be one of the key dishes that we will look at. Yeah, so your nasi lemaks, your mee goreng, right, your burgers, right? So those might be quick serving food where you can be served in under 10 minutes.
Okay. And when you look at the Malaysian audience, right, at the end of the day, it the food has to be good and then price.
Yes.
Right.
So price is a very key factor. Depending on which delivery platform you are at or you're on, price plays a bigger factor. And that's the reason why we wanted to differentiate our brands by building up some cachet for our brands so that people are not looking at it purely on a price point, but rather on quality, right? So we've got customers who have come to us and say, how come I was trying to order your food on Grab, I was trying to order it on a food delivery service, but I couldn't get it because there were no riders available. And you know, at certain times of the day when it rains, you just cannot get riders, right?
Yes.
She actually had to drive over to one of our outlets in the rain and complain, right? But nevertheless, she said, because my daughter loves your food and I love my daughter, I have to buy this for her.
Okay.
Right. So I think that's the value of creating good food, right? And price should not always be the main selling factor.
Okay. Tell me about the app.
Right. So the app is still new. We're still putting it through its paces. But what it will do is it will allow our customers, our loyal customers, to gain some loyalty points, which they can then use to redeem more products within the stable of products that we have, right? So it's not just Union, but it'll be Hope Coffee, it will be Addicted, right? And it will just cut across all these brands.
Okay, so when is the app expected?
It's being put through a very quiet trial at the moment, right? We have our investors, right? And our shareholders, right? So that's already ongoing. You can actually download it on Apple Store, the App Store, and also Google Play Store already.
Okay.
We've just not done a big announcement. Yeah.
Okay. So and then I guess people would appreciate the feedback.
Yes. Yeah. What we're looking for is feedback now.
Yeah. So okay. Now, are you looking for more investors? Is that the plan?
Yes, we are planning to do a fundraising drive this year. Good question, actually, you led into.
Okay.
Yeah, so part of the reason why I'm here as well is to lead the fundraising on for Insight Food this year.
Right. So this will be through your VC channel. Are we looking at equity crowdfunding? You know, what is the strategy?
So very likely ECF. Because it's a platform, it's a channel that we are already very familiar with, having gone through this with other companies over the last few years, right? So, and I think for a consumer brand, ECF makes a lot of sense, primarily because your investors become your shareholders, your investors become your customers as well, and they become your pitch persons as well.
Actually, your customers then become your shareholders. If they like your brand.
And that too, yes. And that too, right? So it's vice versa.
It's a good test of how much your customers love you too.
I hope they do.
So, okay. What's the end game, Vincent? Listing?
Yes. So it would be either trade sale or listing. And that's something that we're planning for the next few years. Of course, right now the focus is on growing the brand and the brands that we have, the locations, and of course, going beyond Malaysia.
Right. Okay. So, and I think like ASEAN, there's more than enough to grow. I mean, and I guess when you go into business, right, Vincent, you know, I guess you would be a serial entrepreneur, right? When you look at businesses, are you thinking of the exit? Are you, you know, is that how you look into businesses? You know, I mean, and of course, before you can exit, there's always got to be all this growth and everything. But what is your mindset when it comes to businesses?
I think it's a mix of both, right? So I think number one for me, I'm privileged to have a very good partner, right? Tom, right? So he always looks at the exit, right? How do we make money out of this? Whereas I'm driven by passion first, right? So when we combine both passion and an exit strategy, I think then we have a chance of success.
Right. Okay. And for you, it's also like when you say passion though, what is the passion? Because it's not just about food. Obviously, it's about, you know, you were in events, you were in other things as well. So it's when you say passion, what do you mean?
I think over the last couple of years, what has happened is that as I dealt more and more with F&B entrepreneurs, I began to realize that there were a lot of challenges that F&B entrepreneurs face.
Right.
And my passion has always been, even when I started Vimo, was about solving a problem, right? And that's the same thing that I'm doing here, right? It's solving a problem for F&B entrepreneurs.
Right.
The previous one was, in the previous iteration, was just solving a problem to help people find event venues faster.
Right, right. And I think like with what your approach is economies of scale, right? Which one player finds it difficult, but together, you know, everybody will experience a greater economies of scale.
Exactly.
Right. You know, I guess, okay, Vincent, anything, you know, that you want to highlight that I have not brought up or led you into answering?
Well, I think you covered all the bases, but I think I like to highlight that point that you mentioned where coming together increases our chance of success. And that's very true about Insight Food and how Union came about even, right? It was bringing people together, bringing ideas together that allowed us to grow. And I don't think we would have been able to do that if we were not able to bring people together.
Right. I should go into business.
You should, as a consultant.
I'm listening to Vincent Kopra, Insight Food Tech. You've been listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.